Brian Hermanson joining us on the fan line. Brian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you guys.
Why now? Why make the announcement now that you have resigned?
Well, it's something I've been contemplating, you know, even through the season. There was thoughts that this might be the last year. And part of a coach's job is to help his athletes get recruited at the end of the season, which signing date was February 6th. So after we'd won the championship, you know, the meeting with the kids that wanted to go on and play college football, and then the coaches from the colleges start coming through, and you get a lot of tape and send out letters for the athletes and letters of recommendation and those type of things. And then they got signed, and then we had our wrestling program was very successful here, and there was six starters on our wrestling team that were getting ready to compete in the regions, and I didn't want to mention it during that time I didn't want to interfere with another program. And then they all made it to the state meet, and state meet just finished up, and allowed the district enough time to hire who they think would be the next coach here. Today would be a good day to get it done, and so I did it.
Did you feel that if you would have announced it earlier with some of the kids that played for you that want to play college football, that would have hurt them, and the kids that are wrestling, that would have hurt them in terms of competition?
Well, I don't know. You know, I met so many people through coaching, and I know a lot of college coaches, and you know, we've had a good run of kids come through here. So, in the recruiting process, I'm not one to lie about a kid's abilities and things like that, what type of kid he is, and so the college coaches respected my word, and I think that had a lot to do with getting some of our athletes recruited. And so, you know, if just stepping down, it would be awful hard for someone to come in and do that, and you would have cheated a lot of kids that opportunity to continue their career in college and to have some of their college paid for.
Sioux Falls, Washington, six straight years in the state football championship game, three titles. So why are you leaving?
It's tough. It was a tough decision, but we have a son that plays at the University of Montana, and I got a chance only to see him play four times last year. And there's two games this year that they play on this side of the Missouri. They play at UND on the night of the Dakota Bowl, and they also play at the University of South Dakota in the first round of the playoffs, I believe it is. And those are games I can drive to, and I want to go watch Matt play, and that wouldn't be fair to the kids at Washington High to leave them, on those two games. Those are big games. The other reason is if I did stick around, it probably would have been for one more year, because I definitely would have stepped away to watch Matt's entire senior season. And it's a lot of pressure on the kids at Washington High, and to have it turned a little bit on the coaches. As coaches, last year you need to do this and this. I think it's wrong. It has never been about me. It's always been about the kids. And I, for the best interest of everybody involved, I think this will create a really nice, whoever steps in, it'll be a great time to step in. We got some great athletes just like when I came here, and they'll be able to do what they feel is best for this program.
He's Brian Hermanson, former head coach, Sioux Falls, Washington Warrior football, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Stepped down as head coach earlier on today. So what's next for you, Brian? Is this it for coaching? Are you going to take some time off and then maybe get back into it later on? Have you decided what you might do down the road?
Well, I'm definitely going to coach again sometime down the road. I plan on continuing to teach. I love teaching. Especially in Sioux Falls, and hopefully I can stay at Washington High, but that will be yet to be determined by the administration. I'm going to continue to coach track here at Washington High School. I coach the high jump, long jump, and triple jumpers here. It has been a great run. I was a Washington High alum, and to be able to come back to the place that I had an opportunity to be a student athlete at has been nothing but a privilege. The one thing that Washington High School has that I'm really proud of, it has a great tradition, not only in athletics, but also academically. And, you know, the athletes that have left our program and that will continue to leave, they're not only just great kids, they're really good students, and they've gone on to become, you know, doctors, lawyers, and just been great parts, you know, influences in the community of Sioux Falls. And you know, the one thing that I learned going through the football program at Washington High way back when was that it is a lot of hard work. It builds character. You know, there's not always a lot of ups and downs in it. You know, fortunately for us, in my tenure, we had a lot of ups. But, you know, you're working with a lot of people, just like you do in society, at work. You don't have to like everybody, but you need to respect them, and you have to have a common goal. And I think our kids really bought into that. And that's what was nice to see is, you know, we had a vision as a staff, and the parents did, and everybody believed in it, and it worked out. And that's what was really nice, and that's what's rewarding.
And Coach, you mentioned that you're still going to be around the school coaching and still involved in the track and field program there. How much importance or how much of a connection is there between coaching in the track and field and translating that over to what you did with the football team?
Well, the one thing within what we do in our program, when I was at, and I don't know if they'll change it, but, you know, we were a blitzing defense and we're a spread offense, and you have to be able to run. And I think if you look around the state, most of the teams in Sioux Falls now are going to, you know, the 3-4, and they're running wide open offenses. And teams that have the athletes that can run and do some of those things are the teams that are having the success. You know, the days of putting, and we do have some big kids, of putting the big kids out and going 3 yards in a cloud of dust are behind us. You know, people, you know, want to see you spread out. They want to create running lanes. And you have to have people to be able to fit those gaps and come downhill and be good tacklers and get to the football and do all the things that are necessary in order to be successful.
You want to be a dad is what you want to be, Brian, and you know what? I salute you on that. Taking a job, a position where you're at, where you're on top of the world over there at Washington right now with the way that football program is, and you can't keep it high like that if you also want to see your son play. You can't do both.
I think
both.
You got to be 100% committed
and
to
so,
it.
So, you know, I
that was,
on that.
Yeah, and that was a hard thing, you know. And I've talked to a lot of people that have been in my situation, and some people have made the wrong decision. And the one thing that the most of them told me was that you're never going to get these next 2 years back. You know, you've worked with a lot of other kids. You've been their dad. You supported them, done this and that. And I did have an opportunity to watch, you know, and coach my son here at Washington, which was a big part of you know, my memories. But, you know, there comes that time where you need to be a dad, and I don't want to ever look back on the day and say, shoot, I wish I would have done that, and I regret that. And you know what? If there's an opportunity that comes after I, you know, do the thing of being a dad and watching Matt play, and now with Kelly being out in Missoula with him, you know, I get to spend a little extra time with my kids. That's going to be a lot more rewarding than winning a football game to me.
So you see yourself being a head coach again somewhere again soon, whether it's high school, maybe college down the road?
Well, I'll tell you what, Greg, I just want, you know, I really love the game of football, and I love coaching. I love working with young kids, and, you know, I've done football at all levels. I've done high school football. When I first started, I was a junior high football coach back in, I think, 1982. And, you know, junior high, I've done high school, I've done college, I've done indoor football. And, you know, it's all been fun. And the thing is that no matter what age level the players are, they can tell if you have a passion for the game and if you care about them. And I truly feel that I've made a difference in a lot of people's lives or their playing careers just by being passionate and having time for them and listening to them. And, you know, we've been real successful at Washington High School, and, you know, sometimes we haven't had the best athletes in this little run. The last couple of years, we've had some great athletes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you win a lot on character and just hard work and doing the right thing. And that's kind of how I, you know, that's how I was an athlete. I wasn't a great athlete. I was more of an overachiever. And when you look at it, every team has their great athletes. But it's the guys that are your overachievers and are the guys that are willing to do some of the dirty work that brings the success. And by dirty work, I mean, you know, playing offensive line or playing nose tackle where you don't get a lot of glamour and admiration in the paper. I mean, the accolades aren't quite there. You know, a few people know that you're helping the team, but you're not out there like a running back or a wide receiver or a quarterback. And you need those kind of kids that are going to buy in and do all those things for you if you're going to be successful.
Have you talked to some of the other guys in town, Steve Keeter, Kim Nelson, Aaron Beavers, and what has their response been?
Well,
they're probably pretty happy.
we're all pretty tight knit. I mean, that's the one thing that I will say. You know, we're competitive, but we've all become real good friends. I've had a chance to coach with all those guys in all-star games. I coached a lot of the kids on the staffs or against them that are on their current staff. Aaron sent me a really nice email. Kim texted me right away this morning, and Steve sent me an email. And I've had some other assistant coaches and other coaches from around the state. You know, same things, you know, hate to see me go, but support my decision on, you know, being a dad. And it was, and, you know, they all say it had to be a tough one, but, you know, you're doing the right thing. And, you know, and when you hear things like that, you can't be selfish, you know. It's time for me to be the dad during that football season instead of the coach. And how it works, I don't know. I've never not done it. I've always been the guy with the whistle and the guy running around with the vein popping out in the neck and high-fiving and, you know, getting excited and things like that. So it'll be different, but...
You can do that at Montana games now.
I probably can, yeah.
Hey, Brian, congratulations. I salute you on this. I think a lot of us do. Certainly the Warriors, they'll be fine up there. They're going to get some good people up there. And, you know, you'll coach again. But this is a great, great time for you to be a dad, and there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for all the support and for what you guys do for high school athletics for obviously not only at Washington High, but for the rest of the schools. You guys do a great job.
Thanks, Brian. We'll talk soon.
Yep, thank you.
There he goes. Brian Hermanson.